White, Edson, and Emma. Norfolk Villa, Prospect Street, Granville, New South Wales, Australia. June 19, 1895. Dear children, Edson and Emma, I have had a severe tax since returning from Tasmania. I have labored at Melbourne, and since returning to Granville, have sent letters to Melbourne. I have also had to prepare letters for Cape Town, South Africa, for Norfolk Island, and for a heavy American mail for America that went yesterday. I think you will receive a large mail from me. There is one article concerning the working of things at Battle Creek that I did not mean should go to you. I was so tired out that I could not specify just what should go to you, and as our workers know that I send you copies of almost everything I write, they sent the matter to you that I did not design for you to have. I fear it may bring trial upon your mind, and I do not care to have you worried over these things when it can possibly be avoided. I have a work to do which must be done, and those who need not have a knowledge of it, I do not wish to be burdened with it. I would not even burden you, my dear son. Please do not make anything known in reference to Battle Creek which might strengthen prejudice. I hope every lesson to others will teach us distrust of self, humility, and dependence upon God. If we ask in faith believing, He will give us His sustaining grace. You ask, did I do right in helping Brother Freeman? I answer, you did the very thing that God approves and ever will approve, and may He open resources to you so that you may do more in this line. You ask again if you did right in writing such letters as you wrote to Brother Charlie Jones and whether you shall continue this work. Yes, it is genuine missionary work. I think your work in this line will do much good. There are many ways in which we may help to diffuse the light if we will only see and improve the opportunity. I shown that you were in great trial, and I said, look up where there is light. God loves you and will not leave you if you will only trust in Him. I know not what some things mean that have been presented to me. You are passing over the same ground that you have passed over again and again in times past. I have not heard one word of anything discouraging about you or of anything that would test your faith, but I saw that you were in great trial and sorely tempted. The one who has been my guide so many times said, fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Psalm 37, verse 8. This test and trial is permitted to come upon you, but God lives, and you are to be strengthened and encouraged in the Lord. Fail not, neither be discouraged. The Lord is not leading the men who, according to their human devices, are hedging up the way. Your trust must be in God. Do not take one rash step. He who sought you himself when you were wandering will keep your heart stayed upon God. When you can advance no further in the work in which you are engaged, another field will be opened. Your trust must be in God. Preach the simple truth. Successful work for the purchase of the blood of Christ depends not so much upon talent as upon pureness of purpose, the true simplicity of earnest, dependent faith. Let your message be clear and direct. Let every word be spoken with the assurance that God is present in the meeting. Anything that you may present that is not expressed in clear language will lose its force. As you speak in a simple way, you will realize that there is infinitely more in the Word of God than ever you have seen before. The Spirit of the Lord will bring the truth before you in marvelous power and open to your understanding lines of thought that are clear and comprehensive in order that you may communicate the same to others. Keep the trusting spirit of a little child. Though you cannot understand the meaning of many trials, though God does not explain them all to you, because to explain them would be to destroy the object of them, to purify and ennoble the heart. Yet let simple faith be called forth in the Thus saith the Lord, for you must have perfect trust. June 18th. Dear children, Willie has just told me of some things that were related to him by Brother Palmer in reference to the Gospel Primer. I had not heard one word of this from anyone, not even from you, but the matter was presented before me in figure before this time. You were relating your plans to me in regard to getting out books for the benefit of the colored people. But I was telling you not to do this now, because if you did, you would surely be brought into embarrassment. Principles are advocated against which you cannot stand, although they are not just or righteous. Wait patiently.
Hitherto the Lord has helped you, and he assures you that if you will wait patiently and trust in him, he will be your help. Let your prayers ascend to heaven. Be not anxious, although every way in which you attempt to work seem to be hedged up. Tell it all to God, but do not permit yourself to be drawn away from the work. If you are not permitted to handle so simple a work as that of the primer, you may be assured that any other enterprise that you might propose will be vetoed. Trust in the Lord. Call upon God in prayer and look away from men. God cannot make a mistake. He cannot err. If there is no chance whatever for you to cancel your debts, and as far as you can see, there is no way open, if the means that would help you to do this and to be a blessing to others is taken away, as it appears to be, keep at your work. God knows all about it, and he will open up some way which men will not be able to close. Our God is a God of justice. I know that these things that are not after God's ordering will cut you to the quick. It is a repetition of the same thing which Satan brought about before, which drove you to discouragement. But do not permit him to do this. Look unto Jesus. Make straight paths for your feet. I cannot relieve you in any way, as far as I can see. If you trust in the Lord Jesus, he will help you. When there was no arm to save and no eye to pity, the Lord's hand was stretched out to save you, although you asked not for it. The Lord God of Israel will not be overawed or influenced by human inventions. He is the Most High God. He looketh down from his throne upon the children of men. However humiliating it may be to our natural pride to submit uncomplainingly to measures that bind and oppress, yet let the truth sanctify your soul and go forward. Satan is at work seeking to beat you back, but he who has called you to his work bids you not to fail or be discouraged. The gate is a straight gate through which we must go, and in order to enter it, we must leave all behind in order to win Christ. We are to count everything as loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ. But when we have attained this knowledge, we have light, freedom, and power. You cannot afford to lose your soul, and if you trust in Jesus, you will not. Come to Jesus every day just as you are, and in meekness and lowliness of heart, abide in Christ from the strife of tongues. Persevere in your wrestlings until, with joyous heart, you learn that there is a God in Israel. With hearts all subdued and broken, give the invitation to all. Come, for all things are now ready. Luke 14, verse 17. With longing desire, with loving entreaty, even as a father yearns toward his children, so give the invitation to lost souls. As I live, saith the Lord, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked should turn from his way and live. Ezekiel 33, verse 11. Satan is exceedingly angry that God has had pity on you, and that you are an agent through whom he may rescue other souls. Work humbly, and you will have souls for your hire. Let not Satan triumph that he has worked through human agents to hedge up your way.